have to age? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jeff Lipes, professor of biological sciences at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, looks to our genes to find out.
Ever wonder why we age? Why, as we get older, we get slower, weaker, and it seems to take longer to recover from sickness or injury? My lab's research focuses on this question, specifically trying to identify genes and environmental conditions that interact to influence rates of senescence. Why focus on genes? While we know that external environmental effects can influence our health as we age, such as diet and exercise, we also know that genes play a central role. How do we know this? Well, the model organism that we work on, the fruit fly, has an average lifespan of about 60 days. The Greenland shark can reportedly live 400 years. This difference illustrates that genes must play a key role in aging. So for the past decade, we've been mapping genes that affect lifespan and the age-related decline in traits such as reproduction, the ability to fight infection, and different indicators of physical abilities such as speed, endurance, and strength, using the fruit fly as a model organism. We are finding that many genes influence these traits and are trying to evaluate their independent effects on the process of aging. Perhaps one of the more surprising discoveries is that the genes that contribute to differences we see among individuals at one age are very different from those affecting these same traits in older individuals. What this means is that if we are designing drugs to target certain genes to restore or maintain the functionality of a trait like the immune response, we might need to target different genes depending on the age of the patient. Understanding the mechanisms giving rise to these age-specific genetic influences will greatly improve our understanding of why we age at different rates and should provide insight into ways to treat the debilitating effects of age that most of us will experience during our lifetimes.
That was Jeff Lipes of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.